From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Subway, the fast food chain, is selling itself to a private equity firm. Subway was founded 60 years ago in Connecticut. It's owned by the Buck and DeLuca families, and they have agreed to sell the company to Roark Capital for nearly $10 billion, according to Reuters. Subway has had its struggles over the past decade between a scandal with its longtime spokesperson and tougher competition from other fast casual chains, but the company has seen a recent increase in sales. The challenge for its new owners, how to keep that momentum going, Marketplace's Henry Epp reports.
Subway's new owners have to figure out how many locations the chain can support in the U.S., because during the Great Recession, the company added too many, says Jonathan Mays, editor-in-chief of Restaurant Business Magazine.
I would go to my little community center, and there was a Subway in that thing, so they were everywhere.
Since 2016, over 6,000 Subways have closed, Mays says, and even with sales now up, the new owners may need to close more. They can also change menus, layouts, and marketing, but Subway restaurants are operated by local franchisees, says Alex Suskind, a professor of food and beverage management at Cornell.
Any changes that you make in a franchise system can be very, very disruptive for operators. A lot of times you get resistance.
Meanwhile, the brand could grow internationally, says Sean Dunlop, an equity analyst at Morningstar.
I would say West Europe and then Latin America, the bigger markets like Brazil.
If it can stabilize in the U.S. and expand overseas, Dunlop says, Subway's new owners could see a pretty good return, which is the goal of private equity. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.